Tomorrow evening is our trunk or treat. It's here. So if you are planning to do a trunk, bear down. Get creative. Go all out. Okay? I want to tell you something in a minute just to give you a little added motivation. But we also still need a couple things. We still need a couple more people to help with traffic. We need a couple more to help with the obstacle course. So we still have more that you could sign up for if you haven't. If you're unsure of what you're supposed to do tomorrow night, come see Keith or I. If you're doing a trunk, please come early. We start at 6. People are here before 6, ready to go. I mean, customers, kids, trunk or treaters. So we want to be here early, set up early. And so we'll have generators to run lights, for your trunk. So bear that in mind. This year we're going to give an award to the best trunk. We're going to judge. So we want you guys to really get after it. And we have an award that's called the Golden Pumpkin. The Golden Pumpkin. One trunk is going to get this. We're going to award it next Sunday. Okay? So in case you needed a little extra motivation, I'll just sit right there for you to watch during today's service. It is really amazing how I'm blown away by how many of our community will come to our trunk or treat. Just a couple hours time, but the masses come through. Okay, so it's a great opportunity. You'll have people come through that you know and recognize. The parents, probably not the children. You can't figure out who's who with the children. But with the parents, you recognize them, talk to them a minute. They don't realize this is your home church. You don't realize they may not have a home church. It's a great night. We're going to have more corn dogs than you can shake a stick at. All right? We always run out of hot dogs. We run out of whatever we provide. We're not going to run out this year, God willing. So it's going to be a good night tomorrow night. Halloween. Why do children love Halloween so much? Kids love a couple reasons. So the first one's obvious. They love candy. All right? But the second one, they love to dress up. They love to pretend. Children love to pretend to be something great, some superhero, something that they're not, kind of an alter ego maybe. That children who might be so timid and shy, you put them in a costume and you won't recognize their behavior because they take on a new life of their own. I just grabbed a couple pictures from last year's trunk or treat of a couple of our kids who came from the community. I don't know who these kids are. But I know they love being in costume. We love wearing masks. As we get older, we don't dress up. We don't have quite the enthusiasm as children do for dressing up and pretending. But we do still pretend. And we do still wear masks. We don't need our imagination to run with what the mask is about, because our mask now as adults, we wear a mask to cover the things about ourselves that we don't like, the things about ourselves that we struggle with. We, on the inside, may be falling apart, but on the outside, we don't want to show that because we want people to see what we wish were true, maybe. And so we wear a mask and we smile. Today I want to talk about removing the mask. What if there were a place that you could go where the people there would love you regardless of your struggles? Regardless of your weaknesses? Regardless of your inadequacies? Regardless of your shortcomings? What if there was a place like that? That you could go, and you wouldn't have to wear your mask there. You could be you. And if that day you were hurting, you could show that you were hurting. And you knew the people there would care. Didn't God always intend the church to be that? Isn't that what this is about? There's a reason we don't take communion by ourselves on Sunday mornings and just save our gasoline and save ourselves from coming up here. Part of the reason is God communion. He wanted the body to be together. He wanted us to be together. Look at a few scriptures about this. Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. How can you bear someone's burden if you don't know their burden? How can someone help you bear your burden if you don't let them know your burden? 1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. How do you encourage someone and build them up who needs building up if you don't know they need building up? Romans 12:15, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. When we're struggling and we keep the mask on, we don't get the encouragement we need because no one knows we're struggling. If you're like me, you're pretty comfortable encouraging someone else. You're pretty comfortable helping with someone else's burden. You're pretty comfortable saying to someone else, you know, I'm sorry that you're having to deal with that. I'm going to pray for you. I'm pretty comfortable in that role. I'm not so comfortable in the other role. I'm not so comfortable when I'm struggling and someone asks me, you know, how are you doing? I'm not so comfortable with that. One thing is I don't like to cry. Now, that's a common thing. I think most of us are like that. Although some of you, if you can have a really good cry, you feel better. Maybe that's a more of a ladies thing. I don't know. But I do think for the most part, no one wants to cry. I don't like to cry. There are certain movies that I don't... In fact, there's a whole segment of movies I don't watch. I don't like to watch. Why? I don't want to cry. Okay? I had an episode with the movie Awakenings years ago. I didn't like it. I watched the movie Titanic when it came out. Like an idiot. I kept hoping, you know? I mean, I know the story, but I kept hoping. I'm like, there's room on the raft. He can make it. I'll watch a movie in a theater with my wife. I try to steer away from certain movies like this, but I don't even want her to see me cry. If I'm watching a movie, you know, I don't want her to see me cry. Are you crying? And then she consoles me. I didn't even want you to know I was crying. It's not easy being on the end of taking your mask off, is it? That's not easy. As Americans, don't count out this factor. As Americans, we are different because our culture is different. And we have a culture that says, you suck it up. We have a culture that says, when it gets tough, you get tougher. We have a culture that says, you don't let people see your weaknesses. You don't let people see you struggle. We have that as Americans because our history is a history of those who we conquered the West. I mean, we came and we did it with nothing, right? And then as Oklahomans, we have even a greater history. Now, I remember Oklahoma history a little bit, although I did very poorly in Oklahoma history. This is my famous story of where I failed my first Oklahoma history test because I didn't study. And I told my parents straight-faced and with all genuineness and honesty, I said, I was going to see how hard it was, and then I'll know how hard to study for the next one. And that was gospel truth, okay? Yes, it was. And the teacher was a member of the church, so that kind of complicated things a little. Made it, I guess, extra complicated. But I do remember from Oklahoma history, we have this part of our state history where the state said, you can have this land, just come and build on it. With nothing. I mean, just come and stake it and then get after it. You talk about pioneers being strong people who, when you feel weak, you better just get stronger because only the strong survive. That's in our DNA. It's in our DNA to wear masks. It's in our DNA to hold all the struggle in and pretend. Have you ever had someone come and remove their mask for you and show their struggle, and you encourage them? Have you ever experienced the end of letting someone into your private world and saying, yes, I am really struggling with this? And you share it with them, and they care, and they understand. And there's something that happens that's powerful when we take the mask off. There's something that happens that's powerful when we connect with others and we let down our guard and we receive encouragement. Acts 2:44 tells us something about the early church, and it tells us something that's true about us. It says, all who believed were together and had all things in common. So my question is, do we have weaknesses in common? Do we have struggles in common? Do we have struggles with sin in common? Do we have scars from battles with sin, with Satan, where we failed? Do we have that in common? One of the classes I was taking when I was getting my master's degree, we were to read a certain amount every week and come to class and discuss it. And so we normally did that every week. And so one class came about and I had not read. And we come to class, and so we start this discussion over what we had read, you know, and I hadn't read, so I just, about 15 of us in the class, and so I'm just kind of sitting here, trying not to make eye contact with the teacher. That's how you get called on. And so the teacher's asking a couple questions, and it's crickets. And she goes on a little more, and not really any answering, and she prods one more time, and we're not getting anything. And finally she says, all right, who read? Nobody. Not a one. Not right. Normally you have one or two nerds on the front row. Nobody. Nobody read. To which she says, well, I have to admit I didn't either. Don't you wonder this thing we do about smiling when we're hurting on the inside? Don't you wonder about the fact that we're all in the same boat? So I smile so these others who have their life together don't know I don't have my life together. But in reality, it is probably true that they also don't have everything of their life together. They have struggles, maybe not like my struggles. Maybe I'm hurting, they're not hurting, but guess what? They are hurting. We're all struggling, aren't we? We're all struggling. If you're not struggling with temptations, you're struggling with worries. If you're not struggling with worries, you're struggling with burdens or doubts or suffering or regret. None of us have it all together. None of us. And I'm going to call out a few. Bob and Linda don't have it all together. Norma Schinner doesn't have it all together. Edda Mae Weathers doesn't have it all together. I'll just stop there. Some of you are getting nervous. Some of our pillars that we look at and we think, well, I surely couldn't take my mask down with them because they've never probably even had any doubts like I have or temptations like I have. We're all in the same boat. Look at what the Apostle Paul said. 2 Corinthians 11:29. He says, who is weak and I'm not weak? Who is made to fall and I'm not indignant? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. If the Apostle Paul, who I would put up with anyone, what we know about the Apostle Paul, I mean, Jesus Christ is in a class of his own, being God himself. But the Apostle Paul, I put him up with anyone. And he said he struggled. We're all in the same boat. We're all in the same boat. We all struggle with sin. I found this picture and it said a lot to me. I figure it starts somewhere in grade school, and as we get older, we just get better at it. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. None of us can throw stones at another for the sin that they might struggle with in their life. I love the fact that in this church family, when people come forward, they never come forward and sit there alone. That when people come forward in this church family, others will come and sit with them. Others will come and support them. Others who know them well will come and surround them. And if it's someone that we don't know, we'll still come. That if you come forward in this church, you don't come and sit alone. We'll come and be there with you. I want to continue this sermon next week. If you're using your outlines, we'll finish this next week in our second part on this sermon about removing the mask. Couple things I'm not saying by removing the mask today. One is, I'm not saying that we always walk around always talking about all of our struggles and temptations all the time. There's a time and a place. But this family, this place, if we can't do it here, where can we do it? If we can't do it in our small groups here, where can we do it? If we can't do it somewhere, when we're around the church body, fellow Christians, if we can't do it with each other, where can we do it? Secondly, I'm not saying that we all struggle with sin. When I say struggle with sin, I never mean willful sin. I never mean living in sin. We can't live in sin. When I say struggle, I mean struggle. Yes, we're struggling, but we struggle against sin, right? Sin is what killed God's Son. We cannot live in it. And so remember that as well. I want to do something a little different for the invitation song this morning. Normally, we stand. And I'm going to do my best to not say while we stand and sing, because that rolls off the preacher's tongue. Okay? Normally, we stand. We're going to sing "Just As I Am." And for the first verse, I want us to stay seated. And during the first verse, if you want to make known that you have things heavy on your heart and you'd like prayers, and we won't know specifically because you're just going to stand in place, but God knows, and we will pray for all those who acknowledge that this morning, okay? But during the first verse, we remain seated. Any who stand are saying, hey, I've got some things heavy on my heart today, and I would like to be prayed for, okay? Any who stand. During the second verse, once we come to the second verse, we'll all stand as normal, okay? If anyone come forward, as we normally do, you come forward, right? And make something specific known. But during the first verse, we remain seated. And I just want to make an opportunity where some who may not feel comfortable coming forward, I want you to be able to take your mask off, stand up and say, I've got some things heavy in my life, and I want prayers. I don't know if any will do that, but I do know this. If one will, I know more will. That's right. I know if one will, you won't be the only one standing. Okay? So first verse, we'll remain seated. You stand where you are to say to your church family, I'm going to take off my mask. I'd like prayers. And if anyone come forward, then we will share specifically with the congregation regarding that. So we're going to sing "Just As I Am." Great song. This is a song about taking the mask off, isn't it? Just as I am. So first verse and then second verse, we'll all stand together. So let's sing together. Just as I am.